Pro-abortion satanic temple calls itself leading beacon of light as Roe v. Wade overturned. By Amy Furr on June 24, 2022. The satanic temple deemed itself the leader of the battle for abortion access after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade on Friday. The satanic temple is the leading beacon of light in the battle for abortion access. With Roe v. Wade overturned, a religious exemption will be the only available challenge to many restrictions to access, the organization wrote in a social media post. On Friday, the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and held in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not provide a right to abortion, returning the issue to the states, Breitbart News reported. Roe was handed down in 1973 in a 7-2 decision, holding that the U.S. Constitution includes a constitutional right to abortion, despite the fact that abortion is not found in the text, structure, or history of the Constitution, and the nation went more than 180 years without ever noticing it existed. It has been one of the most divisive legal issues in American history. Meanwhile, the temple's website claimed, satanic abortions are protected by religious liberty laws. In accordance with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA, first trimester abortions are now exempt from unnecessary regulations for all individuals practicing the Satanic Temple's religious abortion ritual, it continued. In December 2020, abortion activists known as the Satanic Temple said they put up billboards in Texas and Florida to promote their religious abortion ritual, Breitbart News reported at the time. Abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood has been working with the Satanic Temple to fight state abortion restrictions, Dr. Susan Berry wrote. In April 2019, the Satanic Temple also announced the IRS had recognized it as a church with tax-exempt status. The decision to overturn Roe v. Wade means abortions will be illegal in the state of Texas starting 30 days from now, Breitbart News reported Friday. The Texas legislature passed a trigger law in 2021 that makes performing abortions in Texas a felony 30 days after the Supreme Court overrules Roe v. Wade.